from the banks of the Avon. Welcome to a Thursday, March 7th edition of Black Sheep Rebranded with your host, Rick Sherwood. Here, Rick shares his insights on life, living, and keeping things in balance. His insights come from his years as a psychotherapist and his many life experiences. If you want to reach us, you can find us on Facebook with Black Sheep Rebranded. You can email Rebecca at rstherapygroup.com or Rick at rstherapygroup.com. And now, here's Rick.
Good Thursday morning, folks. How's everyone doing today on this beautiful Thursday, March 7th, as Rebecca said? It's amazing where this year has just been flying by. It's just, I have no idea where the days have gone. I have no idea where the months have gone. But my goodness, this month is flying by already. How are you doing today, Miss Rebecca?
Oh, pretty good. It's a nice day. I'm bright and chipper.
Well, there you go. So, you know, folks, it's an interesting journey we're on here with these podcasts, and it's an interesting journey. And we are coming towards Easter. Next week is March break for school kids here in Ontario. And we're coming to, you know, times of the year when we're looking at rebirth, and it's so amazing, you know, doing the job that I get to do in the office. Yeah, it's clinical psychotherapy, but you know, a number of my clients simply feel stuck where they are and stuck because of, and psychologically, that's, you know, why they're coming to see me. That's why they're not going to see a bartender or their buddy, because it's a psychological stuck, right? They aren't sure what to do. And one of the most beautiful things that I ask people to do is to stop, take a deep breath, and rethink who they are. It's kind of a form of rebirth, which goes right along with Easter. And so I want to throw up this song, and this song was written, I forget who, Webb, I think is his last name. He wrote this song for the Highwaymen, which is Wailing's and Kris Kristofferson, Johnny Cash, and of course our great Willie Nelson, the man of I don't know, a thousand lives, it looks like, whenever you look at him. But this song was written, and these guys recorded it, and it is such a beautiful song. If you just stop and just take a deep breath, and just listen to the words, because it is a reincarnation. And so each one of these incredible artists are putting out as though they were this one person reincarnated four times in four different times, in four different places, in four different lives, in four different everything. And I am going to challenge you when this song, by the time we're done and we take this song off and we move along, I'm going to challenge you to envision yourself in each and every one of these places and each and every one of these people. Because this is a reincarnation story, folks. And you know what? This is specifically, and I told Greg, this is specifically going out to him, but it is going out to every single person who walks through the door, every single person who stops and goes, I'm stuck, where do I go? It is about doing exactly what I just asked, listening to this and re-envisioning who you are.
Almost to my trade. Many a I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that great tomb that knows no sound. But I'm still around. I'll always be around, around, and around, and around, and around. I fly a starship across the universe divide. And when I reach the other side, I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can. Perhaps I may become a highwayman again. Or I may simply be a single drop of rain. But I will remain. I'll be back again.
Oh, folks, what do y'all think of that? What do you think of that song and that idea of, you know, the reincarnation and you being those four people, you know, the highwayman, the wild, wild west, the person out there, you know, living footloose and fancy free, robbing stagecoaches, making their way through life that way. And then we have the sailor, and then we have the dam builder, and then we have the person out in space. Well, I've lived a lot of lives, and part of me resonates with that song because of the fact that I have traveled North America in a truck, kind of like the highwaymen. I haven't been robbing people, but I certainly have had an awful good time and saw a lot of beautiful places. And I've gone on to building things, building ideas, building education, kind of like a dam builder. I have built some buildings, but again, you know, this whole idea of this evolution of you, this evolution of who you can be. And so often we ignore the strengths that we bring to the table today. We forget to bring and to understand that what we have is something that's beautiful, something that's unique. And because we have it, we, yes, you and I, we devalue it. And when I say that, I mean we devalue it truly. And so when you sit there, what is it that you have? And so what do you have? You have previous experience. You have half-completed education. You have three-quarter-completed education. You have things to offer this world. And again, so often we ignore it. And so often we ignore the uniqueness of who we are. And what does that mean? It means that we need to take a deep breath and go, who the heck are we today? Who do we bring to the table today? What do we bring to the table today? Rebecca, what do I bring to the table today? What do you think I bring to the table today? Today, not yesterday, not tomorrow. What do I bring to the table? All keeping in mind, right? I'm saying it in this light of this potential of reincarnation and bringing so much of our past to this beautiful moment.
I'd say that you definitely bring understanding.
Okay, but what's that even mean? I bring understanding.
Yeah, because of all the different lives that you've lived, you have a vast understanding of the human psyche. And because that the education, too. Don't forget about the education.
Mm.
You have a vast understanding of the human psyche.
Okay, well, let me ask you, what evolution of reincarnation, because that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about the highwaymen, right? We're talking about four incredible, you know, old timers who have been around forever, who have put out so much incredible music, and when they came together and they put out that song, again, what an encapsulation of who these four people are, because again, Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson, and Willie Nelson, my God, the four of them, each one of them lived four or five lifetimes worth of experiences in each one of their bodies. And this is what I'm encouraging and asking and challenging each of you to do. And I know that Rebecca is going, oh, Rick, why'd you ask me? Why didn't you prep me beforehand? Because I didn't, folks, because I want this to be authentic. So Miss Rebecca, what do you encapsulate today of this next reincarnation of your life without death to reincarnate yourself?
Oh, gosh. I think I'm definitely more adventurous and trying new things, more open-minded. If that makes any sense at all, and if that answers your question at all.
Well, it's not about answering my question, because I'm asking you for you, right? Because each and every person, so, you know, like I said, I sit down with people who are going back to school, wanting to make a career change or forced to make a career change. And I sit back and I look and I go, okay, what is it that you bring to the table? How do you bring this to the table? I always laugh. I remember many decades ago, asking a guy who owned a helicopter company, and I thought, well, maybe I'd love to be a helicopter pilot. And he said, no. He said, that's for the young. That's for this, you know, that's for, and he went on. And I'm like, And as the years have gone by, I've met lots of helicopter pilots, and none of them would say to me what he said in his discouraging words to say, don't do this. And I had a guy who's changing directions, and he went to a company with his AZ license and said, any chance of apprenticing as a crane operator? And the guy who owns the company said, you know, I'm 60. How old are you? And the guy said, I'm 40. And he said, no, this is a game for 20-year-olds. Okay, well, of course he's going to say that. He's 60. He's looking at, of course he's going to say that. Because at 60, you do not have the gumption, the drive. You don't have what you had at 20. And an 18-hour day at 60 is a whole lot tougher than an 18-hour day when you're 20 or 25. And so, again, like the reincarnation, because again, one of the problems that we have is we go to people for advice and information, and we go for insight, and we typically are going to people, if we actually objectively stop and think about it, they're going to give us information that is not necessarily honest or complete, because they are giving it from their perspective. And give me what we talked about on this past Friday for our roundtable. We talked about the positivity. Who is the determining person to figure out, is that actually a positive thing for you or not? So again, I'm going to go back to Rebecca and I'm going to ask her again, what is it that you think that in this moment of the reincarnation of your life, you have done a number of different jobs? And I'll tell you what, folks, this is honest goodness truth. We were at a restaurant a couple weeks back, and Rebecca goes, I think I know that lady. I think she worked blah, blah, blah. And she's going on and on. And so then she said to the lady, hey, is your name? And the lady said, yeah, absolutely. And Rebecca said, well, I worked at that restaurant with you. I was a dishwasher. This is what I did. The lady didn't remember Rebecca, which, you know, good, bad, indifferent, who knows? But the fact is that, again, Rebecca has done a lot of stuff, and she has these memories from them. So this reincarnation of you today, you know, what is it? What? Because again, like I said, like we can, and you are the epitome of reincarnation.
I think I'm cautiously more adventurous. I put cautiously in there because I'm taking more time to actually research the adventures that I'm going to take.
Okay. So you're going to use the same word again. What other things do you think? And the reason why I'm doing this, folks, is because Rebecca had no idea I was going to ask these questions. And it's to illustrate to you the challenge of trying to do this. And that's why, you know, I highly encourage people to sit down with a professional to do this, because somebody is going to be able to walk you through without a bias, or as little bias as possible. And they're going to be able to walk you through, and they're going to be able to go, well, here's a way to look at this. What about this? What about that? And they're going to be able to do it in a way that is potentially much more helpful for you to recreate yourself. And so, Miss Rebecca.
I had a good word, too.
All right.
Adaptable.
Adaptable. Okay, well, apparently you were always adaptable. You just didn't realize it.
That is true.
And because you didn't realize it, coming into a new field, when you don't realize it, folks, how is it that you can sell it and go, I can adapt? One of the hardest things for people to do is to adapt to new environments, new surroundings, new. And I am going to tell you, Rebecca actually does a great job at adapting, even though she doesn't think that she does. And so all the time, again, I'm faced with people who think they get in their head and they go, I can't. And you know what? A herd of elephants will not move that person because they have determined that they cannot be reincarnated in this lifetime. And I'm going to challenge you folks that you can. The song that we're going to play out here is a song by Cher. And the song is Believe. And this song came out in the late 90s. And I used to lay in traction four times a week. And I would lay in various forms of traction with them trying to, you know, get vertebrae back into line and get things back straightened around so that I didn't have the pinched nerves in my neck from a truck wreck. And so when this song came out, I listened to this song over and over and over. And this song, if you actually go out and Google it or buy it or do whatever, this song is such a powerful song, and in part because of her voice, but this is a song about believing in you and believing in life after love. And what I would do is I would lay, sometimes I was seated, and they would do, you know, again, they were doing all different types of positions, trying to do traction on my upper spine and predominantly my neck. And I would go, I loved trucking. I loved roaming around North America. And I would remind myself that there is a life after that love. So this isn't just about intimate love. This is about everything to do with love. Everything to do with who we are. And so just listen. Sad, folks, is your subconscious in you, the arguments that happen within you. And that's the subconscious, folks. That's the piece that you are fighting with every day when you say, I don't think I'm strong enough. I don't think I can do this. Back when I was listening to this song, like I said, I was going to physiotherapy 4 days a week. I was in traction 4 days a week for hours. I have the ability to physically do what I do today, walk on my own and do everything that I do, simply because I believed that I could, And the physiotherapist that I had, she was a very young physiotherapist at the time, and all of the books, all of the stuff says that, you know what, this is the most traction that you should put on a neck. And she's like, can we push it? Can we push it? Can we push it? And Anita now has her own gig. It's called Flex Physiotherapy. And this isn't any type of endorsement of them. It's just simply a fact. The fact is I walk because of that lady. I have the feeling in my body because of that lady. And it's because that lady was willing to be reincarnated and look at me and reincarnate me using science, using physiotherapy, and pushing the elements in an educated way. And that's what I'm asking each and every one of you to do. So, with that said, people, believe. Believe in you, believe in what you can do, and believe that you have a power that is bigger than you could ever imagine. But also, always take the time to look at the hard science, the hard reality, and don't delude yourself into doing foolish things. So, with that, I guess we're done. Wow. That was a long bit of a ramble there, Rick. This is again Rick Sherwood. I just had to listen to that so that I would know what to say at the end. And again, wow, I hope y'all get something out of that. I hope that you all can take something out of that podcast and make something magical out of your life. And again, yeah, to the people who made it so that I could walk, Anita, thank you. To the people who are out there recreating themselves today because they feel stuck, again, the more power to you. Do something amazing because it is in you. Again, folks, Rick Sherwood here, not a substitute for mental health, meant to get you to be inspired and to think and to do and to go out there and find a better life for you. For Rebecca, Sherry, and myself, thank you again. We are so happy to be doing what we're doing for you. Chat soon, folks. Everybody be good. Bye-bye.